بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليك يا أبا الشهداء يا أبا عبد الله. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, when he was in Mecca, people were coming and going. It was close to Hajj time, and the Imam, he had negotiations with people, sit downs with people. He was making sure that everyone knows what he's there for. He was writing letters and sending them out to different parts of the Muslim nation. One of those letters that he wrote was to the people of Basra. He wrote a letter and he gave it to a person by the name of Sulaiman. Sulaiman was the messenger of Imam al-Hussein to the people of Basra. So he takes this message to the people, delivers it, makes sure the people hear, but he's eventually apprehended by the government officials and he's executed. Now the letter goes like this. The Imam says, "Verily Allah chose Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alih from amongst his creation and honored him with prophethood and selected him for his message. Then he took the prophet back to himself while he had fulfilled his duty and delivered the message he was sent with. We, the Ahlul Bayt, are the most qualified regarding that message and the successors and inheritors of it, and the most suitable to be in his place from all the people. But others were chosen over us." The Imam is talking about Saqifa and how others took the right of the Ahlul Bayt. So what did the Ahlul Bayt do? "So we conceded and didn't wish for division and preferred the safeguarding of the Muslims and Islam, all while we knew this right belongs to us and not to those who have taken it. I have sent to you my messenger with this letter, and I am calling you to the Book of God and the Sunnah of his Prophet, for verily the Sunnah has been killed and Bid'ah has been revived and given life. Therefore, if you heed what I am telling you, I shall guide you to the right path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh." Here the Imam ends his letter. Now a question comes up here. The Imam says he's doing what he's doing because Bid'ah is taking the place of Sunnah of the Prophet. So the question that comes up is, wasn't this happening before Yazid? During Muawiyah's time, for example, Muawiyah also had Bid'ahs, innovations in religion. Why didn't the Imam stand up during Muawiyah's time if the same reason for him to stand up existed then as well? On the other hand, we find that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, just like his brother Imam al-Hassan, was quiet, was silent for 10 years. He didn't do anything against Muawiyah. But right when Muawiyah dies, Yazid takes his place. Imam Hussein stands up against Yazid all of a sudden. This is a good question. And the answer is very simple. When we look at history, we find that there's a difference between Abu Sufyan, Muawiyah, and Yazid. These are three different stages of the Umayyad dynasty becoming stronger and stronger and eventually doing what it wanted to do. It started with Abu Sufyan. The Prophet comes, the conquest of Mecca takes place. The Prophet says, "Idhhabu fa antum at-tulaqa." Go, O Quraysh, O Bani Umayyah, you're free. I'm not going to execute you, I'm not going to kill you. You are free. Alright, so now Abu Sufyan, the head of Quraysh, he is one of the freed ones now. What does he do? He has to have taqiyya, he has to have dissimulation. Because now Islam is in power, Abu Sufyan hides his intentions. He can't do anything though. So what happens? Abu Sufyan dies, Muawiyah comes, Muawiyah slowly, slowly, throughout the years, through a long time, this man was patient, eventually reaches power, Muawiyah. But still, he is still hiding many of the things that were against Islam. But with Yazid bin Muawiyah coming to power, you have him showing everything, clearly going against Islam. This is the opportunity that Imam Hussein was looking for, was waiting for. The Ahlul Bayt were waiting for this. Now is the time to expose Bani Umayyah. And this is why Imam al-Hussein stands up against Yazid. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.